This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Mr. Tô Lâm, General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam and State President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in New York today on the sidelines of the Summit of the Future at UNGA. PM Modi congratulated President Tô Lâm on assuming enhanced leadership responsibilities and expressed hope for continued collaboration towards strengthening bilateral ties between India and Vietnam. Both leaders reaffirmed the importance of deep civilizational and cultural links and growing strategic ties marked by unwavering mutual trust, understanding, and shared interests between the two countries. Recalling the visit of Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh to India last month, they discussed prospects of advancing bilateral cooperation and further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The leaders also exchanged views on important regional and global issues, including the Indo-Pacific, and underscored a collective role for Global South at international platforms. Earlier, while speaking at the Summit of the Future, PM Modi said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. He further added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He pointed out that the world wants such global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not in the battlefield. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance. PM also called the African Union's inclusion as a permanent member in the G20 an important step in this direction. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. Assembly elections in the Union Territory are being conducted in three phases. BJP senior leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Tohana and Jagadhri assembly constituencies of Haryana. While addressing the election rally in Tohana, Mr. Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of insulting the Sikh community and accused the Congress party of being anti-scheduled caste. He said that when the Congress government was in power in Haryana, the lands of the farmers were snatched away. Former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda and Congress State President Uday Bhan addressed the Congress rally in Ambala city. In his address, Mr. Hooda targeted the central and state governments. He claimed that before 2014, under the Congress government, Haryana was at the top in terms of per capita income, investment, sports and players. But after 2014, the state has come under the grip of crime and drug addiction. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized on the use of technology to improve the efficiency and functioning of legislatures. He stated this while addressing the two-day 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Conference, which began in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Birla urged the legislative bodies to discuss on various platforms and shape welfare schemes for the welfare of the last person of the society through technology. On the first day of his visit to Australia, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday attended a series of meetings and interaction with stakeholders. The Commerce and Industry Minister said that Mr. Goyal attended a business roundtable hosted by the Business Council of Australia, featuring prominent Australian and Indian CEOs. The minister invited Australian business leaders to explore the opportunities presented by the high and sustained economic growth in India. The accused in the Badlapur sexual assault case in Maharashtra was killed in an encounter yesterday. According to preliminary information, the accused snatched a policeman's pistol and shot a police officer while being taken from Taloja jail to Badlapur for investigation. He was killed in retaliatory firing as he tried to escape from police custody. Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has recorded all-time highest addition of around 20 lakh net members in July this year, registering a growth of 2.43% in comparison to the same month of the last year. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said this while releasing EPFO's provisional payroll data of July this year in New Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.